Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Okay, last one of the week. If you would like to send one in to us over the weekend, email talk at beat102103.com. Hey guys, myself and my boyfriend are having a baby at Christmas and it is our first. Congratulations. I'm so excited and terrified at the same time. He's been really supportive, even though we've only been together for a year and a half and it all happened so quickly. Anyway, over the weekend, we got around to discussing who the godparents would be for the baby. He said, before I even had a chance, that the godmother would obviously be his best friend since they were five. He said she is so perfect and lovely that there is no other option. He said, to be fair, I can pick the godfather. I don't want to pick the godfather. I have a best friend too, and she would be my choice. He says I'm jealous of his best friend. I'm not, but I just find it hurtful. Can I ask other couples who picked godparents? Am I being unfair in feeling this way? Should I let him have his best friend?
Oh. It's not that big a deal, is it?
Godparents.
As in, like, it should it be, oh, the man picks the godfather and the woman picks the godmother?
Is that how it generally
probably
works?
Probably does, like, kind of.
Certainly
maybe
for the first.
Yeah. I do think it's a big deal. I do think godparents are a big deal.
I do think it's a big deal, but that whole scenario, should it be man picking godfather?
I get that, like, godmother. They're both entitled to want to pick, you know, as in, it's a, like, I would see it as a really big, like, job and responsibility, and I wouldn't take it lightly. But I think if you're both in that situation where you both have somebody that you feel actually, in terms of the child, that this person is going to be such a positive and like important influence in their life, then should they not just have both of them? Like, do you know, like, should they not be able to have two
godmothers?
Well, if they were the people, like, I don't see, like, I don't want this to be something that is causing like a jealousy situation. Obviously, he's been best friends with this girl, and now he's saying she's jealous, and that's not a nice thing to bring into the relationship.
Nice thing to throw in.
So, if it is a case of you both feel so strongly, and that this baby who's going to come into the world is going to benefit from having two really good, strong role models.
I think it's a worse situation when you just don't like their choice, you know, as in like, oh, I want to pick my best mate, and you're like, you feel he's not going to be a good godparent.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I think the thing is that,
in this case, the problem you have is that you have two good choices.
Which is lovely. Like, you're in a really strong position and that the baby's going to be lucky. But also don't fall out over this situation. Like, he shouldn't just expect, but neither should, you know, like,
there
I can kind of see both
conversation
sides.
And compromise.
Yeah. And like, if that is the case, then what, I suppose they could, as you said, they could just have the two godmothers. I don't see why that would be like, or if you want to have
2025.
It's 20 and or have like three. What, like, who's making the actual like, can you not make the rules up yourself?
I don't know. Not my area of expertise.
Two or three not a bit excessive, though. Is that the way people are doing it?
Well, you always
nowadays?
Have. Well, not always, no, but you would have two.
No, but I like two of each.
Well, two of each might be a lot, but there's no rules to say you can't.
No.
It's just more presents for the child. A lot of people are saying have the two godmothers, just don't have a godfather in this case.
If they're
the child is still going to be looked after and cared for.
The biggest thing is, don't let it be something that cause a rift in a relationship that, you know, you're about to bring this baby into the world. It's a really special and lovely and important time. It shouldn't cause drama or fuss. Like, you should be focusing on each other and the baby. And then, like, what happens afterwards? Yeah, there's lots of messages coming in. I'm sure we're going to hear from people that have been in this situation and that have had to choose.
Okay, now, what we've learned this morning is kind of news to me, is that pretty much anything goes when it comes to godparents.
Yeah,
nowadays.
There are no rules.
Yeah, two women, two men, four women, six men, anything goes. Let's read a few of the messages coming in. Tanya says you can have more than one godmother. My son has two godmothers and three godfathers.
Wow.
Lucky him.
It's a lot of presents.
Why,
I don't mean to be smart, but I don't understand. What was your thinking in terms of like five? Why would you need five godparents?
Is it that you couldn't choose between people, like, you know, and maybe you just felt like it was easier that way to ask everybody? Zyder said, we have three godparents for each kid. Two godmothers and one godfather each. You can pretty much do the same.
Lisa says, pick two godmothers, problem solved. I actually have two godfathers and two godmothers for each of my kids, and I have four kids.
Wow.
Let me work that out. Four by four. 16. 16 godparents.
No way. Yeah. Shanine, have two godmothers. Simples. One thing is check the organisation's specific guidelines because one might only be an honorary one.
An honorary godparent. That's
sure,
another.
Okay.
Yeah. Miriam says, friendships are the best will in the world. Change. A lot of people I knew in my 20s chose friends, and now 20 years on, they don't see their godparents because life changes and moves. Family less so, and ultimately jealousy or issues with family are less likely.
I do think, isn't it an interesting conversation? Like, are your godparents still in your life? Like, do you still see them or know them?
One to a certain extent, yes, would still be classed as good family friends, but wouldn't see.
Yeah,
them.
Like I see my aunt and my uncle, and they're very much in my life. Like it is a big, I suppose you go into it or you enter it with the hope that they're still going to be in the child's life, but you don't always know.
Abby was onto a little bit of a stronger line on this. He's not the one pushing the baby out. In the worlds of Rachel Green from Friends, no uterus, no options.
Oh.
I'm not sure that's
give
gonna go down well.
Sorry, yeah.
Right, let's get a couple of the messages coming in. Here's another approach I hadn't thought about. It. Shane was on.
Hey Beat, this is Shane McLarence. Just on the Daily Dilemma there about the children's godparents. I don't see why they don't put the names into a hat like me and my partner did when we were having our child, and just pick a man and a woman from each side, her side and his side, and whoever comes out for the godmother, that's who they go with, and whoever comes out with the godfather, that's who they'll go with. It's the easiest option besides the two of them sitting there arguing, my friend or your friend. Get a grip, just deal with it, and just put names into a hat and sort it out that way. Thanks, Beat. Have a good day.
Lucky.
Bye.
Get a tombola.
Names,
that's what you need.
Names into a
hat. Also, Ailish was on.
I am one of my nephew's two godmothers. He has no godfather. And if she thinks that the two of them are perfect to be a role model for the child, then just have the two godmothers.
Simple.
Thank you so much.
Let's hear a little bit of what Joe had to say too.
So the original thing with godparents, like godmother and a godfather, was that you're choosing a couple, an actual married couple, to be the godmother and godfather, that they would then kind of take that child if anything happened to you, so they would still be raised in a marital home. So, we've kind of gotten away from that a little bit, that we choose different people from each side of the family, which is still totally fine. But in this scenario, there is no reason why they can't have two godmothers instead of a godmother and a godfather. You know, I mean, that would be a way to heal it, maybe heal the tension. Or I could play devil's advocate and be like, well, he shouldn't have a female best friend now because she should be his best friend, his female best friend, and kind of throw that out there. I'd be like, you know, maybe she's downgraded a little bit, the best friend, or he's trying to raise her up that she's the other mother of his child. Just to cause a little bit of drama, could say that.
Joe, you love drama, don't you?
No, I didn't see that
loves
coming at
the
all.
Drama.
Thank you so much. They're still coming in. Thank you. I hope that helped our emailer this morning.